Okay, you ever heard him called anything else?
Croaker sack.
Alright. What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at one time to be ground?
About a bushel.
Okay. What would you call that? Would you have a term for the small amount?
No.
Okay. Alright, what about the amount of wood that you can carry in your arm?
Turn.
Okay. Could that ever been used to describe the amount of grain taken to a mill?
I guess it could.
Have you ever heard it?
Yeah, I think I have.
Okay. On a wagon that didn't have a full load, you might say it just had a... In other words, if after you grained all the field, after you'd harvested all the grain, and you taken it all down to be stored, the last load wasn't quite full. And what would you call that last load? Would you have a name for that? Okay. When this light burns out, you have to get up and take the cover off and replace the
bulb.
Okay. When you carry the washing out to hang it up in the line, you carry it out in what?
A clothes basket.
Okay. What do nails come in? It's like a small barrel.
Keg.
Okay. And what are the metal things that go around the keg to hold it together?
Hoops.
Okay. What did you use to put in the top of a bottle? The thing that the stopper that was used to
cork.
Okay. Did you ever use any other names for those for corks?
Nope.
All right. Was it the same? Did you call it a cork if it was for example, if it was made out of glass? Did you ever see bottles that had glass?
Yeah. Well, we didn't. A cork was really cork.
Right. Do you have names for other things?
Just the bottle top.
That's
all we ever called it, the glass caps.
Okay. All right. How about a musical instrument that's about that long and it's played with your mouth and
my harp?
All right. You ever heard it called anything else?
Harmonica.
All right. You ever heard French harp?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had one.
What about the little instrument that's shaped like it's a little round, it's got a little thing over here and you put it between your teeth and you...
That's a Jew's harp.
Jew's harp? Okay. What do you use to drive nails with?
Hammer.
Alright. If you have a wagon and two horses, what is a long wooden piece between the horses?
Tongue.
Okay, any other names that you might have for those?
No, sir.
Okay. You never heard them called a neep or a pole or a spear or anything?
I've heard them called pole, yeah.
Yeah. If you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the...
Shaves.
Alright, okay. Any other names you might have heard for that?
No.
Okay. The steel outside of a wagon wheel, the very outside of it.
A tire.
Alright. Is that, any other names you might have for that?
No.
Okay. You ever heard of a felly?
No.
Okay. When the horse is hitched up to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
Single tree.
Okay. Any other names for that?
Swivel tree.
Swivel tree?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have you ever heard like a whipple tree?
Yeah, whipple tree.
Are there any other ones with them with W's?
Gosh, I don't guess so.
Okay. It was whipple tree and a whiffle tree, I think.
Whiffle tree. That's what I would have reference to probably. Whiffle.
Okay. Now on the wagon, you'd have two horses, or if you had two horses on a wagon, and each one has a single tree. Now, what do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together, both the single trees are hitched to?
A hook to a double tree.
Okay. Or any other names for that?
No, that's all.
Okay, like a spreader or evener?
Well, we just always call it a double tree. Single tree went on to the double tree.
Okay. If a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, what would you